flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When will we celebrate with the parade? Stukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And it's not a hypothetical. That is, it's coming. I'd love to tell you it's coming in the near future. And I'd love to tell you that it's going to happen sooner than you think. But every time this time of year rolls around and I'm watching Super Bowl parades in various cities and I just get jealous, today was no different when we saw the Philadelphia Eagles celebrating.
Can we be honest?
What?
I don't know if I want that kind of celebration.
Well, wait a minute.
They're wild animals.
They are. This is true. And I'm going to tell you what happened with their general manager just to prove the point of what you're saying. But, I do want a rambunctious, incredible, fun, entertaining, celebrating our team, our city, our achievements. Yeah, I do.
But as you said earlier, though, Atlanta does it the right way. When we celebrate, we take it to the Cheetah. We take it to Magic City.
Yeah.
We take it to Colony Square. We take it to places that deserve to have crowds and know how to throw down. These people in Philly, man.
Well, one, they've been there, done that, right? So they are, again, Eagles fans are as hardcore. We know this. But I think the fact that this has never happened for us. This is now, you know, they won one a few years back. We know they beat Brady and company. And now, you know, you bring another home.
That game was on in here before, by the way.
I know, it's crazy.
Reliving that.
But we've never won one. Like, we're one of the few teams in the NFL that's never won one.
Yeah.
So it's going to be different. Whether we want it to or not, whether you think it will be, you have fans in this city. It's sort of like when the Cubs in 16 won it. And there were other people, you had great grandparents who were like, we're never going to win this thing. We're at that point now where you've got fans in this city who have been like, man, it's been 60 years and I don't know what the deal is. Either way, Howie Roseman gets hit in the head today with a beer can. He's the general manager. He's the guy that drafted all those dogs and did all that.
The architect.
So apparently it was bloody. You see the mark on his head, and I'm looking at a picture of him. He potentially could be concussed. Did not stop. Like, gets hit in the head. Head is cut open. He's bleeding. They're like, Howie, let us attend to you. He's like, you're crazy. We're celebrating this chip. And he continues on the parade route and then speaks to the crowd and says, and they ate it up. I bleed for this city. Because he's like, I know some of you are wondering what happened to my head. And he talks about getting hit with a beer at the parade. And he's like, I bleed for this city. And people went nuts.
He just earned himself a key to the city, Carl.
People went nuts. But, Turtle, here's the thing. And I just want to talk about us for a second. Can we talk about us? Can we talk about here?
On this day, on Valentine's Day, of course we can.
Okay, let's just talk about us. I want to experience this. I want to get to this. Just one time. Now, I don't have to do six. Yeah. Okay, Patriot fans, I don't have to do six. I'd love to do six, but I don't have to do six. And Mike and I, we said this. We went up to, this was 2 years ago or so, we went up to Army-Navy, and it was at Foxborough. And we went up there, and we were at the stadium, and we're there before, like, anybody gets in the stadium, and we walk in, and, you know, this is probably like 10 in the morning, and the game's like 3. And we're walking around, and everywhere you look, every sign, every marketing, everything is champion.
Yep.
Right? Pictures of rings, anything that you could imagine. The imagery is all about champion. So then we go down and we're on the field and we were just standing there. And Mike and I were talking about this because we were standing there. And you look up and then you see the banners. Not one, not two. And you're like, oh, God. Can we get one of those? Can I just get one? And I'm only saying this today because, again, today for me is when football season officially ends. It's not the night of the Super Bowl. It's now that the parade is over, all the hoopla, pomp, and circumstance is done, everybody now knows their team is going to shift towards the combine and everything that's going to be going on towards the draft. Now, for me, the season is officially over. And it pains me every time I see this to say, all right, were we good enough this year? And there have been plenty of years, Atlanta, we haven't been good enough. But Turtle, felt like this year we might have been in the dance, and then we didn't even make it.
That's why he can't come back. That's why he can't come back, Carl. Ah! That's, you just outlined it beautifully, my friend. You set yourself up for that one, man. That is why Kirk Cousins,
I can't take this,
can never wear an Atlanta Falcons uniform again because of what he did to this city, this organization, this season. He lied to your face. You. I'm talking to you out there. You. He lied to you. He sunk the Falcons season single-handedly. You know why? Because Michael Penix can play. If he went in when that injury happened and started from week 11 on, this team makes the playoffs. Mm. This team wins the division.
Mm.
But instead...
Do we have a parade?
No.
Okay.
But instead...
I'm going to parade.
But instead, he lied to you. You. Yes, you.
Yeah.
The listener.
On parade. By the way.
But you know what, Carl?
What?
You would feel like you were, I don't know.
On our way.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
100 times closer,
yes,
than we are right now.
Yes, on
if
our
that
way.
Was the case.
Absolutely.
Yes.
On our way.
Because I believe this team, because before the season on my show on Saturdays, I made my predict, as we all do, I made my prediction for the season. And my prediction was 10 wins, you win the NFC South, and you win a playoff game.
That was a given.
That was my expectation.
I didn't need a magic eight ball to see that.
No. They accomplished none of that. They went 0-3 on those things, Carl. Why? Because he lied to you. Because he decided his career, his future, personally, was bigger than the team's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what he decided. He can never wear a Falcons uniform again.
404-726-0929. By the way, it wasn't all peaches and cream today.
At the parade?
Yeah, apparently two people were shot.
Oh, come on. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
That somehow escaped my timeline. Because remember what happened in Kansas City?
Can't trust Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Shooting occurred along the Ben Franklin Parkway. Details, blah, blah, blah. Let me see. The shooting victims, both female, reportedly shot in their legs and went to the medical tent at 23rd and Spring and Garden Streets, if you're familiar with Philly and this parade route. No deaths, but still.
Were they just caught in the fray?
I have no idea. Both of these women are in their 20s in stable condition. So as we talk about the parade, you know, but this is what we're talking about. Like, that's not what we need. I don't want that. I just want the joy of just knowing that no matter where you go in the world, you're a champion. And they can never take it away from you. They can never say, oh, you from Atlanta? Oh, you got that A on. You on the plane. You got that A hat on, man. You must be from Atlanta. Oh, man, y'all won the world. Y'all Super Bowl champions. That's us.
And, Carl, when we make jokes about the draft and not taking Bulldogs and going offense and drafting guys like Troy Anderson and drafting guys like Rook instead of Quinyon Mitchell, this is what happens. This is the end result of those poor decisions. Us looking up at the TV, watching repeats of Super Bowls, watching parades instead of participating in them. It all adds up. Your quarterback lies to you, bombs the season. You have another draft where every single player, minus your first round, appears to be at minimum, at best, a project.
Oh, come on.
Rook, you think he's a finished product? Dorless?
Rook's going to be fine.
I'm not saying they're not going to be fine. Cooper DeJean had a pick six in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. And he didn't start the season either.
Okay.
It's not like he stepped in there and he was Ronnie Lott.
No, but I'm just illustrating the difference of where we are as an organization versus where the teams are that we're just playing for the most important game.
Chris Collinsworth called Cooper DeJean the best second-round pick maybe of all time.
Oh, come on. Isn't it too early for all that?
Regardless, the point stands. The Atlanta Falcons are where they are, and it seems like as far away as they've ever been, minus a few disastrous seasons of 3 wins and 4 wins, from a Super Bowl.
Why you gotta bring up old stuff?
Because of the state of the defense, Carl. Because of the state of the defense.
I started this talking about a parade and dreams and aspirations of having, you know, these amazing events happen in our city. And you've taken me down this road of despair and disgust and how why I'm mad with this franchise right now. I didn't expect to be here. 10 minutes ago when I started, I was like dreaming about a parade. And now you've got me back in my bad place.
Because this is where we are. Sorry. Yeah, it hurts.
Can I dream on a day like today?
You can dream as long as you keep the reality check in your back pocket because you're going to need it. Because if you think you want that parade, Carl.
I do want a parade.
Yeah, I know you do. I want one too. It's impossible to fix all the holes on this team in one offseason. I'm telling you right now.
How did the Commanders do it?
The Commanders' defense before last year
was garbage,
but still in better shape than the Falcons is right now.
They won with the Lamide Zaccheaus.
Yeah.
How did they? He was here. How did they do it? How? Don't tell me that, Turtle.
You know who else
you
they have?
You can turn this thing around if you get right.
Yeah, you're missing one part of that equation. They brought in two guys that know how to win.
Who?
Dan Quinn.
I'm familiar.
And Cliff Kingsbury on offense.
I'm familiar.
Worked with a rookie quarterback and made him a star.
Yeah, a rookie.
Made him a star.
See, I don't want you to tell me we can't do this.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying the ingredients to do so right now are not there. You need to go get them. Terry.
Good talk, Turtle. Coming up, we'll go around the yard next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.